Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
That's right. Nate Taylor, our guy from The Athletic, as you heard in that little sounder there, Nate Taylor, presented by Mark Ferguson. We all make mistakes. Let Mark and his legal team make the best of them. 816-221-1750. Put that number in your phone, Matt, because we're getting ready to get nasty down in New Orleans the next couple days until the Super Bowl happens. But Nate Taylor, how are you, and what have you done so far in the city food-wise? We don't have Nate Taylor.
Nope.
We don't have Nate Taylor. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, there he is. All right.
Hey. No, I'm as good as you could ask to be on a you know, lovely Thursday. I've eaten, let's go real quick.
Okay.
Gator sausage, gator bites, redfish, shrimp po' boys. I guess I got, yesterday they gave us something called New Orleans cake. Didn't know that existed. It was delicious. There's not a single thing I've eaten or consumed, you know, from an adult beverage standpoint that's been bad. It's all right. Been great. This is how they convince people to move here. I'm now certain of it.
Well, I'll convince you not to move here after our Uber driver told us that it is the unhealthiest place on earth. Everybody eats fried food, and people in their 30s have gout. So you probably don't want to be moving to New Orleans anytime soon.
That's what she said. I was in the back seat. Everything is true. And then the street we went through, she goes, "This is the cancer tunnel of America."
Yeah, the cancer tunnel of America.
I was like, all right, so sell me on something else. Are the Chiefs going to win?
And she moved here from Seattle. She goes, it's the cancer tunnel of America because there's so many, like, plants and things like that, petroleum or whatever she was talking about.
Right.
And then she said everybody eats fried food and has gout at 30, yet she chose to move here. So we're just warning you, Nate.
Before her hip gives out.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, I need to know her story because Seattle's one of the jewels of the West.
She said she's tired of shivering and being cold is why she moved to New Orleans.
Well, that's literally how they get you, kids. Warm weather and everything tastes good. I cannot stress that enough.
Nate, how does this team and this week compare to the other couple of Super Bowls that you've covered? Is it more dialed in? Because I just feel like seeing Patrick Mahomes on Monday night, I'm like, oh, this is over. He's already, like, focused, dialed in, and ready to go. I heard that from a couple other folks that he's ready to go, dialed in. Like, where do you feel compared to the other ones?
Yeah, I get the sense that the team understands the significance of Sunday's game, historically, not just – you know, the cap of the season. You know, Andy Reid's always been about, hey, I give you guys the game plan the week before we even get here. So now it's just, you know, making sure you're aware of everything. Obviously, they started practicing in full yesterday. But no, this team, especially from the leadership, I mean, I think one of the small advantages the Chiefs have is, you know, they've been in the Super Bowl the last 3 years. So they have a, you know, nothing should necessarily surprise them. They've kept all of their routines from the last 2 years. I thought that was something that was pretty interesting, even though you are on Central Time. You're not in the West like we are in New Orleans or Las Vegas or Arizona. And, this team is trying very hard to present themselves as focused but not reveal just how much they are, let's say, ready to meet the moment on Sunday, whether that's a scheme standpoint, a mentality from an inspiration to one another. And obviously, we know that this is the last team that prevents us from really separating ourselves from any other great champion in NFL history during the Super Bowl era.
Nate, do you get the – we are with Nate Taylor, the Athletic, here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan. Do you get the kind of the – perspective that this one is kind of for Mahomes? Like, we did this conversation a couple days ago. I had this thought where, you know, the first one was for Andy, the second one was for the city, last year was kind of for the Hunt family with, you know, Lamar's wife passing away, and then this one, you hear the audio of the stage last year where Mahomes is talking to Chris Jones, his confetti still falling and his kids in his arm, and he's like, let's go get the third one, no one's ever done it. And it's like, dude, the celebration is ongoing of winning back-to-back, and you're already wanting a third one. You tie that into what Bob said, where his face is so dialed in, he's annoyed, he just wants to win. Do you get the sense that maybe this title this year is kind of for Patrick?
You could definitely make that argument. I love all of that, Dusty, just because he knows that the chase really begins Sunday. Like, think about this, right? You know, everybody's, you know, the confetti's falling last year in Las Vegas, and he's already like, no one's ever done three. Because he knows, again, Joe Montana never got to, you know, fully execute it. Tom Brady only had one shot, didn't get a chance to complete it, you know, with the Patriots. So this opportunity may never come back for Patrick Mahomes in terms of like, hey, distinguishing yourself as truly the greatest quarterback we've ever seen, both statistically and with our eyes. But also, if he wins on Sunday, all that matters is the chase now. He will go from and I know this sounds silly, but he will go from the significance of three to now having more than half of Tom Brady's Super Bowls at the age of 30, essentially. So he will go from, hey, I just did something that people thought was close to impossible, and now I have – all of my 30s to chase down this man to get at least 7 Super Bowls or to surpass him in getting 8. You know, if I've already got 4 in my 20s, can I get 4 in my 30s to truly, you know, signify that, you know, I'm the greatest, you know, statistically.
Then can he get 4 in his 40s, too? That'll be the next one for Patrick Mahomes. And who's going to doubt him, you know, at this point in time? And the doubt is what I think is going to fuel this defense, Nate, to stop Saquon Barkley. It feels like Every time we approach a game where they say the defense can't do something, and I go all the way back to the AFC Championship game with Derrick Henry, we were told that he was going to run all over the Chiefs, and they held them to 169 yards or whatever it was. Last year's Super Bowl, you know, McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo and all these guys, oh, my God, the Chiefs can't stop these guys. They basically shut those guys down as well in these games. That's why I feel like this one, like all the talk has been Saquon Barkley, Saquon Barkley, Saquon Barkley. I feel like that just motivates the Chiefs' defense. I think they're going to go out there and they're going to contain Saquon Barkley.
If they do that, Bob, the Eagles essentially have no chance of winning unless Jalen Hurts produces a performance that's even greater than the one he had 2 years ago, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Jalen Hurts played amazing 2 years ago. He made one critical mistake. That was the fumble. Nick Bolton scoop and score, and that's what gets you beat. So they're going to need Saquon Barkley to be excellent for him to finish off a historic season in the way that few running backs ever have. To your point about the Chiefs being motivated, this is not what Steve Spagnuolo is known for. He's known for blitzes and coverage and, you know, making life miserable for Tom Brady when, you know, the Patriots were in the midst of their perfect season.
Right.
If the Chiefs do this again after, like you said, Derrick Henry, you know, Christian McCaffrey, who was amazing last season, and if they keep Saquon Barkley under 100 yards, that is a recipe for success. That is a job well done, because I'm not sure the Eagles have as many pass catchers as the San Francisco 49ers presented last year. They have two really good ones in Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, but I don't know if you put Jalen Hurts in as many third and sixes and longer, if that's actually going to be you know, an advantage for the Eagles, because that kind of eliminates Saquon, because he's not as explosive as a receiver out of the backfield the way McCaffrey was last year.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Nate. We'll ask you a few more here. We're talking to Nate Taylor of The Athletic here on Fesco and Dusty. I want to bring this up because we talk a lot about Patrick Mahomes. We talk a lot about Travis Kelce. And, you know, Bob has the idea that if he does win a three-peat, he surpasses Tom Brady as the GOAT. I think there's still time to be had, but time is on his side. So I don't think really it's that egregious of a take. But when Andy Reid, or if and when Andy Reid wins this title, I mean, let's be honest, that's kind of got to lead him into the conversation of, is it Belichick, is it Reid? I know Shula's up there at the top, but, like, let's be honest, these guys are now neck and neck, and it's just everything is so Chiefs versus Patriots, Patriots versus Chiefs, legacies versus legacies. But I think the main argument is, I think if Andy Reid wins a three-peat and Andy Reid wins this game, he is the greatest coach of all time.
Oh, boy. You know, it's wild. I mean, we're really talking about, like, hey, Tom Brady has seven. You know, right. Bill Belichick has six. Andy Reid can have four in a six-year period. Think about that.
And be the winningest coach for two franchises that are playing in a single game called the Super Bowl.
Yes. It's nuts. It's utterly nuts. Andy Reid will always have the benefit in this argument, knowing that, hey, he resurrected Michael Vick's career. He got, honestly, some of the best game, some of the best playing out of Alex Smith. You know, you could give him any quarterback. And I was talking to some of my other colleagues, you know, from a writing standpoint, and they're like, I have to remind them, he took Matt Moore from teaching high school kids to beating an NFL team in like a matter of 3 months. I mean, come on. So now that
Chad Henne drive.
Exactly. Now that you've paired him with, you know, the greatest quarterback we've ever seen, and, you know, he's also been someone who can develop skill position players in any era, he's got a good argument. If he wins on Sunday, fellas, I can't necessarily push back. I would just sort of hedge it and say, well, if I needed to win a game in the modern era, I would either pick Andy Reid or Bill Walsh as an offensive coach, and then I would always pick Bill Belichick as the defensive-minded head coach. Yeah. They are the two pillars of this modern era. Basically, since the turn of the century, fellas, these are the two guys that have mattered the most in terms of leadership in the NFL.
Nate, do you get the sense like I do that no matter what the Chiefs do on Sunday, let's say assume and you know go for the argument that they win the game on Sunday, there's still going to be people with a, yeah, but the Patriots are still the best. Like, I feel like no matter what the Chiefs do, we're going to continue to see that bar push that they always have to do more because people do not want to allow them and say they have already passed the Patriots dynasty that was 20 years, you know, going, and everybody loved that dynasty in New England. It seems like every person I talk to seemingly wants to kind of hold on to that dynasty and keep saying, yeah, but with the Chiefs. Like, I even had somebody with the organization say to me, if we win this thing on Sunday, then what are they going to say? How far are they going to continue to push the line till we are considered one of the greatest of all time?
Yeah, they'll always push it, and that's okay. I mean, I just want to tell people, like, that's fine. Like, you know, that's where we are in today's age. It's a lot easier for people to harken back to the past and live in, you know, some of the presence. And again, I understand it's hard to compare in eras. But again, you have the chip of, hey, you want to re-raise me? They went for a three-peat. Like, they did it. Like, again, when so many other teams had opportunities, there were eight teams that were back-to-back chips. None of them got to the Super Bowl the third year. The Chiefs have already done that. If they do that and they win on Sunday, that is quite a trump card, a joker, you know, an ace you could put down in the, you know, in the argument table of, okay, you want to raise me about, you know, six Super Bowls in 20 years. That's great. What about 4-6 and also a 3-peat? It's pretty comparable arguments, even though it is obviously somewhat difficult to compare eras because the sport continues to change. The rules continue to change. And again, the players get better.
Yep.
Like, it's okay. Like, I love Teddy Bruschi. I did not like him when he was in his prime, but, you know, I understand how good he was in his era. He could not live in today's NFL. That's how crazy the sport moves decade after decade. You know, the Patriots have Rodney Harrison, who I always consider to be one of the greatest curmudgeons in the modern era. You know, like, Jesse Reed might have more Super Bowls than him. Think about that. Even though Rodney Harrison is considered a legend in his time. So the players get better. And so it's understandable that, you know, did Tom Brady have to go through, you know, a four-game stretch last year of, you know, two on the road, one in an actual ice bowl, the other one in overtime of the Super Bowl against, you know, the best team the NFC had to offer that year? No. And that's okay. But a three-peat is just, I mean, how can you argue that, you know, when you have that in your hand?
No doubt about it. Nate, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of your week in New Orleans. Enjoy the Creole food, and then we'll all get on a treadmill when we get back home.
Yes, the Super Bowl 15 is already activated, fellas.
That's right. Nate Taylor there, presented by Mark Ferguson. We all make mistakes. Let Mark and his legal team make the best of them. 816-221-1750. From Nate Taylor, straight over to the phone line again, we get with Frank Caliendo, and our guest appearances on our show here on Fesco and Dusty are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.